Thank you very much. Thank you, Pat. I feel like Sonny and Cher.
I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
That's right. Cher was always taller than Sonny. That's right. I crashed into a tree.
Poor Sonny.
Welcome. Welcome. How long does it take everybody to go to the bathroom?
Apparently longer than we thought.
Exactly. A lot longer than we thought. I'll let you start. I love the email you sent me. So I'm gonna let you start it off.
Okay.
You've got the perfect acronym.
We do have the perfect acronym. And I'm glad you let me start because, you know, we know what it's like once a stage hypnotist gets a stage and then you can't get a word in edgeways, can you, because they're doing their thing. So, yeah, I'll start. That's a good idea, I think. So I sent Rich an email because we were deciding what would we do if we were at the Mid-America Hypnosis Convention and we were going to do a thing together. And I said, well, you know, you're from the stage. I spend most of my time in a therapy room, one-on-one with somebody. What does everybody need from that? And we decided, well, it doesn't matter what your stage is, whether it's in a therapy room or it's a big, big stage like Rich goes on all the time, you need to be a charmer. So this little kind of late in the day presentation or what should we call it, an exhilaration maybe,
absolutely,
is going to be called How to Be a Charmer. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to take you through the acronym of charmer and what that means and what that can mean for you. And really, it should just mean how to be you. That's what we're going to look at today.
How to be it.
How to be it, yes.
Which is the foundation to everything I do. So when I saw this, I said, wow, it's like you nailed it. You're reading my mind.
I know how to read minds.
So charm me right away. Charm us.
Okay, well, the first thing we need, if we're going to be a charmer, we need charisma.
Charisma.
Now, this guy, he might be little, but he's got masses of charisma.
And what is charisma exactly? Charisma is charm plus power. Like a bum can be very charming. Hey man, here's these beads, right? But he's got no power, so he has no real charisma. So when you add the power element to the charm, you now have real charisma. And that's our thing. We want to be powerful, but not so overbearing where we overbear the person that we're charming, that we're good charisma. So be interested, not interesting. And what happens is all of a sudden now the people around you will be magnetized to you automatically. And that's one of I call it the five C's of the it factor. And charisma, number one.
So it's that magnetic presence, really, isn't it?
Exactly.
Now, sorry, go on.
And why is this so important? We're all here to learn. We're taking trainings, right? That's what hypnosis conference is about. And here's what I found with all trainings. It's almost all nullified because you really want to get results. You want to get people to say yes, right? When you want to get, you know, that's what it's all about, getting the yes. And how does the yes happen? The yes happens because of your authority. It's more who you are than what you're actually saying. 93% of everything why people say yes to you is who you are, what you look like, and what you sound like, which basically nullifies most training. There's lots of know-how, but know-how. So if you learn how to be the one, the it, all of a sudden, the world becomes your oyster and everything becomes super easy for you. You can say almost anything or do almost anything and it will work. And it becomes, so your life becomes on cruise control. It's the greatest thing in the world. And that's what we're here to talk about.
And that's what being a hypnotist is, isn't it? Is, you know, we are, our charisma comes from we are the hypnotist. Whatever environment you're doing that in, whether big, huge stage or a little tiny office or on Zoom or even in the street, or if somebody says, hey, you're a hypnotist, can you give me a demo? If you're in that place where I am the hypnotist, then you can really put that out. And that's how we do our business. We get our business, we do our therapy, we put all of those wonderful things across. So it's just getting into that place of I am the hypnotist.
No question about it. Your authority, your ability to have that, I call the it factor, the secret ingredient. How many people know that person who stinks, but somehow they're successful? You can raise your hand. You all know that person. It's okay. It's okay to like not like that person, right? Okay, put your hand up. Everybody put their hand up. You know that person, right? You know you did. You know you do it, right? And you say to yourself, how could this possibly be? I'm way better than them, right? Yet they are successful. You know why? Somehow they have that secret ingredient, the it factor. They're at least a great con man. And they had that shuck and jive, I call it. And next thing you know, things kind of fall into place for them. But here's the great thing about the it factor. When you have it, it makes regular people successful, but it makes talented people superstars. Everyone in this building is talented. Once you turn on that special charm, that special it factor, you will shoot and catapult to the top, and everything will happen for you automatically. You will become a superstar.
Now, we all know those people that are the ones that, you know, aren't very nice, like we're saying, even though they can be a bit of an idiot. But what if that person had the H, had humility, and could connect well? They're going to do even better. So if you can have the it factor and be a bit of a dick, really, but if you're also an amazing, wonderful person that people love, then you're going to be even more successful. You're going to have even more of that it factor. So our H, or H, I don't know how do you say it over here. H, yeah, H. Cool, like herbs, the weird ways you say H over here. But, okay, if you've
I
got
thought
that...
I thought I had a thick accent.
But if you have that humility with it, which then allows you to connect with people, to meet people, to have that empathy and to see them, again, whatever stage you happen to be on, then you're going to be much more charming, much more endearing, much more wonderful. And that, let's face it, empathy in terms of therapists is one of our greatest skills, isn't it? So you can do it in a way that really resonates for you. It's not necessarily about having to be something that you don't feel you are. It's allowing yourself to draw people into you, to have that magnetic presence and that empathy to kind of draw the people in towards you that need you, which is awesome, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like I was saying before, your ability to be very interested in what the other person is saying, living in that moment, that direct moment. A lot of times I see people, they get introduced to somebody, and within seconds, they already forgot that person's name. And I'm like, that's a real shame. You're not really living in the moment. And your whole life becomes one of those series of events where you're just like cruising through life and you don't get the experience in the real time. I'm super interested in what everybody has to say. Even when I am disadvantaged to where I'm talking to somebody who may be super smart and scholastic. I'm not a scholastic guy, by the way. I barely made it through high school. So I'm not like one of those super smart guys. I'm one of those guys who's really good at grinding it out. Right, I'm more relentless than the average person, so I keep on forging forward, and that's how I win. I say, all right, everybody's going to quit way before me, and I'm going to keep on forging forward. So when somebody's talking to me and they talk about something extremely technical or interesting, I'm like, really? I want to hear about this, because they're like, you know, I see somebody like Mike, who's like a scientist, and I say, man, you got to show me more about this. This is super interesting to me. I'm really engaged. I really want to hear what Mike has to say. And I'll say his name multiple times. Mike, wait, excuse me, because I'm kind of a dummy here. So please tell me a little bit more about this. And that is kind of like your superpower. Live in the moment.
Absolutely. And, you know, then you become that person's hero because you're interested, you're listening. And that, you know, who's ever met their hero and been really disappointed? So you want to be the person that when they meet you, that they're ecstatic, that, you know, you lived up to all the expectations that they may have had of you. And just by being interested and present, and leading on to the next one, adaptable. You know, if we're a charmer, we have to be adaptable. We can't be stuck and rigid. We have to be able to adapt to all the different situations. Like, I don't know, you could get an email just a few weeks before a big convention and they said, hey, you're going to do a presentation with Rich Guzzi, and think, shit, I'm not a stage performer, how am I going to do that? And then you adapt, and here I am.
Exactly. She's perfect. I have a little bit of advantage, too, because last year, Kaz accidentally got hypnotized on my show. So I always feel like I have an unfair advantage. So adaptability is a super key ingredient to your success. If you're going to learn anything from this entire conference, this next thing I'm going to share with you, you should write it down, because it's that important. It's the secret to my success, is my ability to adapt on the fly and talk to each person individually the way they want to be talked to, by profiling them. Now, I'm not being sneaky, but what I'm doing is I'm talking to them in their voice and what they want to hear. And it's way bigger than see, hear, touch. That's like minuscule compared to what I'm going to show you. So when you meet somebody for the front, there's four types of people. There's four archetypes. There's self-preservation, there's money, there's romance, and there's recognition. Those are the four things. And if you take whatever you're talking about or your sale, whatever you want to get out, everything is a sale. You meet somebody for the first time and you're on the soapbox, that's a sale. Hey, be interested in what I got to say. You have to adapt it and say it in four different ways depending on who you're talking to. And those are the four categories. And your ability to adapt on the fly is going to be what's going to catapult you to the top. I like to use smoking as the example, because it's a very pass or fail type situation. You're going to get a client to quit smoking. Not that, you know, if you're a smoking person, that's it. It's very pass or fail. So a person comes in to stop smoking and they hypnotize them, and then all of a sudden they read the script. What do they always tell? What's the first thing they always tell them about when you become a non-smoker? What's going to happen? You're going to live longer, right? You're not going to die, right? What am I selling them? Self-preservation. So what happens if that person is not self-preservation? Let's say that person's money or their recognition or their revenue, right? Are they going to be quitting smoking that day? Maybe not. I have to use my script work and tell them which one they are. I have to decipher which one they are, adapt, and then sell them that. So the person you have to sell stop smoking four different ways. Yeah, you're going to live longer. But guess what? The cigarette company is making a fool of you taking your money. They're also, right, your relationships are going to be so much better because you're not going to smell like an ashtray any longer. And guess what happens, right? When you quit smoking, you're going to tell everybody, you know how many millions of people try to quit smoking every year, those losers, and you did it like that. Brag to everybody how you quit just like that. Bang. Now you're a success all the way across the board. Adaptability.
Absolutely. And that, you know, that even how we approach people, how we kind of draw people in as we're being our magnetic, charming selves, if we can adapt just with that, just how we kind of approach people or how we meet people so that we're meeting them where they are. And when we do that and we become that adaptable, they then follow us because we've met them where they are. It's all NLP, isn't it? You know, they're matching, pacing, leading, and then taking them where we want to be, which, you know, in that case is that they're going to be a non-smoker regardless of where you found them, where they met them. They're going to be there. And of course, you know, when you ask them, you know, what will this mean for you? Then you can immediately adapt to that as well. So they can tell you what they want to be, how you want to meet them, and all that wonderful and amazing stuff. And then that leads us on to the next one again, which is just really handy, which is then we're in rapport with them, aren't we? So to be charming, we have to be in that place of rapport. And then to do that, again, we've met them. They're already in that place where they're feeling good, they're feeling connected, and, you know, hopefully you're all feeling in rapport with me and Rich right now. You know, we're kind of drawing you along, wanting you to know what happens next and how good that feels and how amazing you'll feel by the end of our presentation today.
I always hear so many things about rapport, especially when we're hypnotists. Rapport, the biggest thing. Stage hypnotists, as soon as you hit that stage, you have to get that big laugh within 7 seconds. If you do not, the audience already starts feeling embarrassed for you and like, they can start locking up. So you got to come out of the box firing. And when you walk to that stage, you have to own that stage. So I'll set like an anchor for myself, like 1, 2, 3, 4, and bang, all of a sudden I turned on. You can actually see my eyes just light up when I just did it. I just turned my superpowers on. I'm here. This is my room. I own this room. No matter what everybody says, bang. You can say, where are you from? Bang. I can do it, bang. And I can hit it, and there's nothing can stop me right now. I'm ready to rock and roll. So the same exact thing with you in your regular life. right? Everything is rapport. So your communication skills, your ability to communicate properly, mm-hmm. right, is going to really catapult you into that next level, into that it factor. And communication skills are a key. I do this thing what I call connect the dots. So you ever see a movie, right, that's an A movie, like a really good movie? They have what they call subterfuge dialogue. So it's not like in a B movie, they say, right, the dialogue's right on the money. Hey, who ordered the large pepperoni, right? So, and it's like right on the money. Where subterfuge dialogue, they make your brain connect the dots and you make your own ideas, you make your own assumption. I like to use the movie After the Sunset with Pierce Brosnan. He's a diamond thief with Salma Hayek. They steal a lot of diamonds. They never get caught. They said, we're going to retire down to the Bahamas. So they retire. And they're bored out of their mind, right? Pierce Brosnan's bored. They're eating lobster every night. And he's getting a drink. And the guy hands him a drink with a big fruity umbrella thing in there. And he goes, people actually drink this stuff? He goes, yeah, it makes them feel tropical. And he goes, well, you know what? He goes, give me a Jack and Coke. If it was good enough for Frank, it's good enough for me. And the bartender goes, Frank, who's Frank? He goes, Frank Sinatra, you moron. He goes, then the bartender goes, did Frank take an umbrella? He goes, not even when it rained. Right? So that looks like throwaway dialogue. And it was fun. But later on in the movie, Don Cheadle gets into the picture, right? And Don Cheadle says, hey, there's this diamond coming in on the cruise ship. We can steal this diamond together and make a lot of money. So you don't know if Don Cheadle's the good guy, the bad guy. Is he going to do it? Because then Summer Highlight's going to be mad, right? So what's going to happen? You don't know. The next scene, you see Don Cheadle on one side of the street, Pierce Brosnan on the other side of the street, and there's Don Cheadle with one of his handles holding an umbrella, shading him from the sun. Your brain automatically goes, connects all the dots and say, now we know Don Cheadle's the bad guy. Because the umbrella is the symbolism. He's not even raining. But we had the dialogue from early before. Did Frank take an umbrella? Not even when it rained. Here's a black guy being shaded from the sun. He's not even worried about getting, sunburned. And you immediately know, and your brain connects the dots. And the better you are at connecting the dots for your person you're communicating with, the more it's going to slip by their radar and say, there's something about this person that Absolutely. I love. And all of a sudden, bang, you have rapport.
And it's amazing. So the way that I do this in my office, and I can get away with this because you've probably guessed, I'm a quirky Brit. So I can do all kinds of fun things. And when my clients arrive, I normally have a pocket watch in my hand and I will go and I'll hang it on the wall. And I kind of look around and I'll say to them, come on in, it's fine. By the way, I'm really clumsy, but don't worry, you'll get used to me. Have a seat. And by which time they're like, what on earth is she going to do? And it's just that, it's all those little suggestions. There's the pocket watch. I very rarely use a pocket watch, but I'll just kind of hang it on the wall. If you look all around my office, there's all lots of little cues of things that are hypnotic. And just that phrase of, hey, come on in, you may have heard that I'm really quirky. It's absolutely true, but don't worry, you'll get used to me. And you're all getting used to me. You're getting used to my quirky ways. So it's just one of those little things those do that we can do that just put people at ease, which help to build rapport. But that's my way of doing it, and Rich has got his way of doing it. What we want you to do is to find your way of doing it. I know you, Claudia, you've got your little ways. Claudia's always smiling and laughing, and there's lots of other people here that have their ways that we can see. It's their way of putting people at ease and building rapport. I don't know, maybe you talk about rock music and stuff, Gary, and the local pub. Yeah, you see, it's all of these things that make us us, and that's what really feeds into how charming we are, how magnetic we are to all of our clients. So
I love Claudia's laugh the best.
Yeah.
that's weak. You got the better one than that.
Yeah, I know. You're gonna make me
blush. I want her in my audience every night. That's how good her laugh is.
It is. It's infectious. It's beautiful.
It really is.
Yeah.
That now I'm ready. Literally.
Absolutely. But one of the things then that leads on to our M really is that it's about this state of mindfulness. Now, I don't mean the Zen state that we all know and love that we can help our clients go into, but this is really about being very mindfully present with the person that we're with. And we all know as therapists, certainly, that when we're in that one-to-one place, we're very mindfully present with that person. They, at that moment, know and feel that they are the most important thing to us. They can sense that. They have our full attention. They have our smiles. They have our nods. They can see that we're completely engaged with them. And by doing that, we make them feel very safe. We make them feel as if they're in that really, that place where they can say anything. They could deal with anything. They can explore anything. And that we have got their back. And if we can make people feel like that, we can be, you know, very endearing and charming to them, because we want to feel safe. Who doesn't want to feel safe when they're with somebody or feel like you've got their attention? It's a great feeling, isn't it, when we feel that somebody is really listening to us and really understanding us and is really seeking to help us and guide us. So when we're in that mindful present state, where we're in a state of deep connection with our clients, that just makes them feel good, and that's good for us too. We feel like we're kind of moving them through something, don't we? And it's a very wonderful, satisfying feeling. I'm not sure how that translates onto the stage,
there's no question about it. When we talk about authority, right? We talk about confidence, which we're going to get to in a second. I'll give you all five. But so authority is built with its confidence, its leadership, its discipline, its gratitude. You got that? And enjoyment. All right? When the crowd sees you enjoying yourself, you're having a good time. The crowd wants to have fun with you as well. If you're the curmudgeon and everything is always me. Oh yeah, you know, and a lawnmower was broken again. The dog's got to go to the vet. Right? That energy exudes out of you. So yeah, does the dog have to go to the vet and does the lawnmower break? Yeah, life gets in the way. But you can't allow that to happen. And especially on the stage, and especially if it's the one person stage. You know, when I wrote my book, Performing Hypnosis, I said it had to captivate an audience between 1 and 1,000 and everything in between. Sometimes you're on a stage of one person. One person came into your room, and that's now a show. That is a show, and you are on stage. And you're not allowed to have a bad day. You know, I remember one time, I was like in a dark, dark place. I found that my ex-wife did this, that, and the other thing. And I was literally in the dumps, like to the point where I was like, man, this is like, I've reached the bottom now. And people came to see a show that night. They paid money to see a show. I'm not allowed to have a bad night. I have to turn that off and go on stage and say, hey, here we go. Let's go. Let's have some fun. All right. I remember I did a show on 9/12, which is my birthday. I'm born on September 12th. The day after 9/11 happened. And 50 people showed up to see a show on the next day. You imagine that? 50 people. I was in St. Louis. I never forget. Because I couldn't go home. Because I lived on Long Island. And all the bridges and tunnels were closed. I couldn't go home. And I get emotional just talking about it. 50 people showed up. And they were crying. Thank you for being here. We're at war. He made us forget for the last 2 hours. And I said, it's my pleasure to be here to do it for you. Yes, we're having a bad day, but not anymore. It's here to have fun. And that's what it's all about. It's in your head. It's in your mind. Every day's got to be a good day, especially when you're performing. And if you're performing for the one person, it's the one person. But be the best you can be for that one time.
And that enjoyment is really key. It's really key, because if your clients, you know, even in that show of one, see that you're having fun, you're enjoying doing what you're doing with them, you're enjoying hypnotizing them. This is why one of the things I say, really experiment with your hypnosis inductions. It's so easy to go to that one of just close your eyes or here's just that one thing. But if you say to them, I've selected this induction just for you, this is the one that I think is going to suit you the best or have the most impact, is directly related to whatever it is that you happen to be here for, then they start to think, wow, this person's enjoying what they're doing. They're really thinking, they're really mindful about what they're doing with me. They're not just doing a one size fits all kind of thing. And that really connects. And if they can see that you're having fun doing it, let me show you this awesome thing. Let me show you how this works. Let me show you how your mind works. You know, when I use things like suggestibility tests, I don't say to them, hey, I'm just going to show you how, you know, let's do a suggestibility test. I'll say, let me show you this cool thing about how amazing your mind is. And they're like, yeah, let me see that. This is really cool. So they're building up this energy, their expectation of by the time they leave, they're going to be feeling amazing and there's something very different will have happened. And, you know, that just doing that for all those people is just amazing, Rich.
There's no question about it. And it's like that even with your mindset with sales. Earlier when people were saying, like, it's okay to make some money helping people. You know, you're offering a massive service, you know. It's okay to earn a buck.
Or 10.
And when I look at it, when I'm doing sales, I don't look at it like I'm selling you something. I'm showing you something. I gotta show this to you. I'm so excited about this. Like, this is gonna change your life. Wait till you see this. So my enthusiasm comes through. And I'm not selling you anything, I'm showing you something. Like, hey, Gary, you gotta see this thing, man, because this is the most incredible thing. This is gonna change your business. And you can see it come out. And you need to do the exact same thing. Now, remember, hypnotists, you're in a catbird seat. I can tell you right now, you don't even know what's going on in our industry, what's about to happen. It's going to explode. Right now, you possess the power, right? The most powerful tool in the world to make people's lives better. We all know that. We know that. We have the advantage of knowledge and experience. We're hypnotists. We understand. General public at large doesn't know that yet, but they're about to find out, because that's my job. My job is to make it put hypnosis world where everybody's gonna find out about hypnosis very shortly. Because you see, I have a mouthpiece, yes or no? Yeah. And I'm dropping the weight, I'm getting all tailored suits, I'm putting a head of hair on, right? I'm going full Hollywood, baby. I'm going full Hollywood. That's right. You're a good looking guy, but not for nothing, you're bald like me. No good. All right, I'm putting a full, and I'm gonna go on a press junket. I hired a publicist. We're doing a press junket all around the world, and I'm promoting hypnosis. I'm putting it on the map. And you guys are going to be like, wait, man, why all this hypnosis business coming in all of a sudden? I did it. All right? We're going to make it happen. We're going to make this happen. And
so it's going to be 00 Hypno, and it's a new hypnosis James Bond,
I'm excited about this. I'm excited because this changed my life. All right? When I was down the toilet, and I can tell you the story for... But man, this guy bought me this book about 30-something years ago. And I took the book. What do you do? Buy me a book. I took the book. I threw it in the backseat of my car. I want to read a book, right? And all of a sudden, when my life really went in the toilet, I'm like, man, things are bad. I said, maybe go find that book. I found the book. It was all busted up in the back of the car. Boom, I found the book. Went inside the hotel to read it. I was on the road alone. I read the hotel got struck by lightning. I'm like, I can't even read the book. It was in the dark. I went out to my car, and I was driving this ratty Saturn. I lost all my money. I went from driving a 12-cylinder BMW, $100,000 car, to driving a 4-cylinder Saturn with no power. That's why they call it a Saturn. Other cars are running rings around you. All right? So I read the book with the dome light in my Saturn. I read the book, and that changed my life. And here I am. This business has been very good to me. We're going to show the world. That's what we're going to do. I'm sorry for being emotional, but I care about this stuff deeply. I really do.
And this truly isn't set up, because our next point is expressiveness. And we have to do this from our hearts. This is the really important thing. We probably all have an origin story of how we found hypnosis or how it found us. And we're all here because it changed our lives in some kind of really dramatic way. Now, let me tell you, when I went for my hypnosis, at university, and the guy said to me this, and this is absolutely true, you are the most anxious person I have ever met. Okay? So it worked. Yeah, I used to worry about everything, absolutely everything. And now I go out to all kinds of places talking openly about sex, and waving my hands in the air like I don't care. Yeah. Now, you know, but these are the things that, you know, these are the changes that we all individually have made as hypnotists, isn't it? We found who we are, we found ourselves. And, you know, if that's the stories we need to go out and tell, we need to tell our stories, not go out and say to people, hypnosis is amazing. It's like, hypnosis changed my life, and now I want to help you to change yours with this amazing tool that we've got. And it is the most amazing, powerful, kind of unique methodology that people can, and it's so easy. It's so easy for people to access and to use and to, you know, embrace. And he can use it in so many different ways. And we really, really need, I feel passionately about this. You know, hypnosis, you ask anybody about hypnosis, they will say to you, it's about smoking cessation, it's about weight control, and maybe a bit of anxiety management. But we can use it for so many amazing things. You know, you all know I help people have a much better time in the bedroom. You know, people don't like to talk about that kind of stuff. We can take it to them. You know, you can use it for, you know, traumas, for phobias, for doing better with exams, to be more confident in so many areas of your life. And that's way more than smoking cessation and weight loss. And both of those things are amazing, but we need to show the world. We need to shout about it, because the world is primed and ready, isn't it, Rich? It's ready, and it needs more and more. And this collaboration.
No question about it.
Yeah.
We have to, you know, help each other, and then, you know, refer others, you know, for their area of expertise. You know, the new people, let them handle the easier jobs. You know, and then all the heavy trauma work, you know, for you experts, you guys have really been in the game a long time, you know, but you know, refer each other out, you know, and then you'll see the whole industry just rises up. You know, there's plenty of room at the top for everybody, trust me. Getting back to the expressiveness, which to me, as you can see, I like to be expressive. I'm like the Italian guys, right? Like, right? We're all descended of pigeons. Like, you know the guy? I know the guy. Is that guy? Yeah, I know that guy, yeah. Right? So, but I'm joking around about it, but it's massively important. When you move your body, when you move around, all right, you're not the boring, like, you know, you're talking in front of the mic, no good, all right? Be expressive, you know, show your emotion, show your excitement, all right? So you want to know the best tool to do this? Give you one. I'm gonna do it really quick though, right? Because it's part of like way bad. I'm gonna do it quick. Is that fast? Be cool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do this really quick for you. Here's what I want you to do. You want to start building massive confidence right now? I'm gonna give you the confidence tool. This is why I teach all my people. You have to do this. All right. First thing I want you to do is I want you to write down a time in your life. Remember we had that story, like the killer story, right? Katie, right, had the story, right? It was a great story, right? Have a story just like that. I want you to get that story, write that story down. Write down three of them, but have one. There's one killer story. It's like me when I hit the home run when I was like 10 years old, hit the ball over the scoreboard, right? Baseball story. Have your story. Doesn't have to be when you did something hypnosis, just any time in your life where you were amazing. They said, Claudia, that was incredible. I can't believe you just did that. Write that story down. Then I want you to go tell that story 20 times next week. 20 times to 20 different people. You meet somebody in the supermarket, go to Sam's Club, I don't care. Tell it to 20 random people. Anybody who will listen, and I want you to do it to strangers, because what does that do? It gets you talking to people, all right? I always tell hypnotists, it's so easy to get work. You know, it's so easy to get money. You know, make money, it's easy. I go to the bookstore, I've done this. I made a YouTube video on it. Go check my YouTube video out. I go into a bookstore, I walk down the self-help aisle, right? And that's not the one. Here, read this one. I pick up clients, I can pick up 10, 20 clients a day walking in the bookstore. Walking in the bookstore. It's a cakewalk. Talk to strangers. Right? They don't care to talk. Tell the story 20 times. After you told the story 20 times, guess what happens? The story starts getting a little better. It does. The story starts getting like, yeah, yeah, that's right, remember the time, yeah, and all of a sudden,
like, you should be running for president.
Yeah. I'll handle the jokes from here. You tell the story 20 times, the story gets better. The 21st time, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to one of your friends who's studious. You want somebody like myself, a real like stickler for details. You say, come on over, I'm gonna make you dinner, we're gonna have a couple of drinks, whatever, da 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 da. I wanna tell you a story. Fine. The person comes over, you do it over Zoom, whatever. It's better in person. You tell that story the 21st time and you give them your journal. You say, I want you to write down everything you notice about me while I tell this story. You tell the story and they write down all the things you do. All of a sudden, hey, you know, it's funny, when you said the story, you were doing the list, you went like this, bang, 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 and all of a sudden you went bang. That was like one of your power moves. You went boom, like that, right? And they're doing you a massive service because they're writing down all your tells. You're telling the best time in your life, the time when you were amazing, and all of a sudden we're about to make that every day of your life. Because then what you'll do is you'll start moving that all the time. When you walk into Starbucks, I'm ordering a cup of coffee. Oh man, last time I was in here, man, they made that thing with the foam. Oh man, it was amazing. And boom, man, that was the beans. Smell amazing. Right? I'm ordering a cup of coffee, but it becomes the baseball story. You understand what I'm doing? I'm transmuting my best time of my life to every area of my life. And then the last thing you will do is you will journalize and notice the way people treat you differently. So you're gonna walk into the Starbucks and say, I'm about to do it, right? And you say, hey, I want that thing with the and the phone. Oh, yeah. And the lady behind the counter said, man, this guy is pretty freaking wild, right? And you notice. And when you notice, you can't master what you don't measure. You must measure. And you measure, and all of a sudden you realize that all of a sudden, man, people start taking notice of me. And all of a sudden what happens, your confidence goes like this instead of like this. And you become the best version, you become the super version of yourself very quickly. Within a month, you're gonna notice a massive change in your life. Do that exercise.
And you know what's really cool when you do this? You know the mannerisms that you have that you've worried about for years, that you think, do I look stupid or all of these kinds of things? Those are the mannerisms that your friend will notice when you do all of this. Yes. And they will become your superpowers. And yes.
Whatever we see, you know.
And that's cool with me, you know. Well, you know, this is the British one, isn't it? Yeah, but yeah. So, you know, that expressiveness, that's why it's so important, isn't it? Because it allows you to really kind of elevate your message, that allows you to be much more engaging and magnetic and charming. You know, these are the things which then allows you to get, which is our R, which is creative. It's that resourceness or resourcefulness where you start to build all those inner resources. So even if you've got the biggest hypnoskeptic giving you a hard time, you can step into that state. You've got that resource state. You've got that feeling that you can kind of elevate through it. And that allows you also to let go of those people. If they're a big skeptic, let them go. The next person's probably interested. And we get so bogged down sometimes with trying to convince people that actually we just need to draw the people in that are ready. And there are so many people that are ready that just need to be drawn in. It's not a fight. It's not a battle. And then they become our converts. They become our followers. They become our believers. And then they become our advertisers. And they in turn become charming and wonderful and informative about hypnosis, just like we all have. Who here used to be a hypnoskeptic? Anybody at one point? Yeah, or wasn't sure, or didn't know if it would work? And we're all here now. And you look, there's Randy, hand up, you know, just gave the most amazing keynote. I'm guessing you're a convert now, eh? But this is the thing, isn't it? You know, and if we get into that headspace where we are, you know, a charmer, you know, where we're really kind of allowing ourselves to kind of connect with people and tell them about this amazing modality that we have that is hypnosis, then we can't fail as a group. We can't fail as a profession. And certainly, you know, the world is going to be a much more interesting and wonderful place.
Yeah, resourcefulness is, again, it's like being a Boy Scout. You know, you have to be ready. Be prepared. You know, all right, so I said that line before, all right, that you got stole the big laugh. Now, I didn't make that up on the spot. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I've had that line in the holster for the past 40 years. Because I'm ready. That's part of the job. Part of the job is being ready for every scenario. So the scenario is somebody in the audience has said something and it gets a big laugh. Sure, let it go, and then all of a sudden the audience says, ah, that was funny, but now he's actually funnier than the guy talking. But what did I do? I hit bang, I hit the other line, you pivot, and bang, I stole the bigger laugh. What does that do? That puts the ball back in my court. I'm the man. Right? That line, I didn't make it up on the spot. It sounded like it. Not that I don't want to bust the bubble or stuff on that one, that I'm not, but it's because I was prepared, ready to go. And that's resourcefulness. You must be ready for all things happening all the time. So that's discipline. And discipline, again, part of the things about being with authority, discipline is where your future self is proud of your present self. That's what real discipline is. So you have to do a job. You have to do something. And you say to yourself, right, man, I'd really love to eat these cookies right now. However, I know I got to lose 40 pounds to fit in that suit to do my press junket. Nah, I'm not going to do it. That's discipline. My future self would be very upset if I ate the cookies. So I'm not going to eat the cookies. Right? That's the story. That's being ready, being resourceful, being in the game, being a Boy Scout, being ready for every scenario. Right? They say a line, you got the line that tops it. I'm doing the show, and I'll say, listen, everybody can be hypnotized, right? Unless, you don't pay attention, or if your IQ is less than 70, right? So what's the first thing that happens? There's always one guy like this. He stands up, makes believe like he's going to walk off the stage, and he steals a big laugh. Because everybody's like, no, he's going to make believe that he's a dummy. I'm like, sit down, sir, 69 is fine. Right? So and after that laugh comes out, see, basically, actually, in more ways than one. See what I'm saying? That those lines are in the pocket, ready to go. Right?
And we want your future selves to be proud of you.
It's endless. Yeah. And I learned this technique way back when. I saw my first comic I've ever worked 40 years ago. Compliment comedy. What happened? Got the snort laugh.
She's doing the dance.
Oh, it's you.
God, I'm taller than you. Don't mess me up.
When she heard 69, it's like, oh, yeah. This is my territory here. That I made up on the spot.
Do you know, I flew halfway across the world for this. But no, what I was about to say was, when Richard's talking about your future self, what we want is your future self to be proud of you. So if it's cool with you to quote you, let me show you a way of knowing that your future self is proud of you. Is that okay?
Yes.
Cool,
yes.
Awesome. All right. Close your eyes just quickly, just for a moment, okay? And I want you to imagine that future you. You can go straight there. That future you, and that future you looks magnificent. That future you is smiling at you. That future you is coming flying at you, arms wide open. Gives you a huge hug. Cups your face in their hands and says this, I am so proud of you. I am so proud of you, and I am so grateful that you took the action that you did to allow me to be the person, the hypnotist, the charmer that I am today. And let me tell you something. It was easier than you ever imagined it could be. Now open your eyes and tell me how that feels.
Precious, yummy.
Well, the dead person don't speak.
Huh?
Dead people don't speak.
You were there. We could all help.
I was going to say, there's a good therapist here for that.
Sorry, I'm chronologically challenged right now.
Okay. But there's always tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. So, how to be a charmer?
How to be a charmer? I think it's great. Why don't we do this one too? So I'll give you one little last zap too. All right. So let's do this. Everybody, let's do an energy transfer.
Okay.
Let's do an energy transfer on them. All right.
We're ready.
Ready?
You ready?
Ready for it? Okay. As you take a deep breath in. Release. Feel your eyes becoming heavier and heavier. Heavier. Eyes closing down. Your head starting to droop down into your chest. Your hands falling into your lap. Every breath, through the sound of my voice, your body going even more deeply relaxed. And as you relax your body, you allow your mind to go just as relaxed. All the way down now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The deeper you go, the better you feel. You know, the more effective this work will be, allowing yourself to go even more.
Now notice, as you go, you feel that energy moving through you, down within you, feeling that wonderful sensation, feeling that energy rising up within you. It feels so amazing to be full, so full of this amazing, charming, powerful energy. Feel that sensation as you notice it begin to vibrate and resonate within you, this wonderful feeling, a powerful feeling, a strong, strong feeling from within.
Now imagine your mind's eye grabbing a large sponge. So squeezing that sponge and see that stress leaking into the sponge, out of the sponge, into the sink and down the drain. That's the stress leaving your body more and more every day. You can use this technique every morning to relieve more and more stress. If only 1 week, all the stress be gone from your life. See, a more invigorated, more well-rested you have been your entire life. Whenever you lay in your bed with the intent to sleep, you will think of nothing but sleep. Your mind will not wander. Be able to sleep uninterrupted, continuously throughout the night. Wake up in the morning fully rested, invigorated, ready to conquer the day. You'll notice relationships with friends, family, co-workers, significant others all becoming better and better because you're feeling better about yourself. You're feeling more confident, more self-assured, more successful each and every day. Every time you see a clock, any time-telling device, you'll be motivated to make this hour of your life better than the previous hour. Therefore, every hour of your life becomes better and better. Every day, every week, every month, every year becomes better and better. All in all, your life becomes better and better because you want it that way. You deserve to have it that way. And you will have it that way.
And just noticing as every morning as you wake up, feeling as you move through every single day, that future you, you can feel their pride, their gratitude towards you growing more and more as you move ever closer to the person that they know you are. In fact, you are. You can feel it. That wonderful, wonderful way of knowing you are becoming everything you were supposed to be. And that feels amazing, doesn't it? And just allowing yourself just to have those words within your mind. I am everything I am supposed to be. I am everything that I need to be. And every day, I move closer and closer to doing these amazing and wonderful things. I do amazing and wonderful things every single day, and it feels so wonderful.
And you'll realize that the information you've gathered from this conference easily now assimilates into your life, into your practice, into everything you do. You'll be able to absorb it and consume it and use it now with great ease. And it anchors in thousands of times stronger every time you feel water running over your body. You hear the water running. You feel it on your skin. It literally anchors in more and more all the time.
So just allowing yourself now to know that you will flow with all of those feelings, all of that knowledge, all of that understanding, all of these new resources, these wonderful ways of being, that charmer, your charisma, so obvious to you now, your humility, your adaptability, the amazing rapport that you have with all the people around you, friends and family, clients, that feeling of being mindfully present as you move through every single moment of your life, that expressiveness that comes so easily to you now and feels so good to say and feel and express all the wonderful things that are happening in your life, and to know that you are full to the brim with creativity and resources, that you can have and adapt with every imaginable situation. It feels amazing to be you. And you is all you need to be.
Now, at the count of five, you'll come back out of hypnosis, emerge, feeling wonderful, invigorated, well-rested, ready to take in the rest of the conference, ready to have a great time tonight, fully energized, knowing this is the right place at the right time for you to gain even more knowledge, more skills, more freedom, more success, more health than ever before. The brand new super version of you being created right now at the count of five. One, start to emerge out of hypnosis. Two, becoming more aware than around you now. Three, becoming more alert. Four, opening your eyes. Five, fully alert, fully aware, come all the way back now. You take a good deep breath in and put all the positive energy. Exhale, all the negative energy leaves your body feeling so good, so amazing. You can do absolutely anything. Feeling you can do absolutely anything. You are the best version of yourself going forward even more and more. Clap it out. Give yourselves one round of applause.
Ha 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 ha.